This morning's scripture reading is in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We have now just come, Lord, from a very busy Christmas season. There was a lot of mixing with people and a lot of noise, so to speak, Lord. And so now, Lord, we pray that you will help us put the noise aside. And we pray that in this quiet atmosphere, we will listen to you, the Lord of eternity. And we pray, Lord, that the words that have just been read will be imprinted into our hearts, Lord, that we will learn something out of it and that the Holy Spirit will touch us so that we move out of this place equipped for the new year. So be with us, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servants here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the people said, Amen. This is every parent's nightmare. Mary and Joseph think that Jesus is with their traveling party as they return home from Jerusalem to Nazareth after the Passover festival. And one day into this journey, they look for Jesus among their family and friends. To their horror, the 12-year-old Jesus is missing. He is nowhere to be found. So they keep searching and searching in the traveling party, and they even trace their steps back to Jerusalem. And they look all around Jerusalem. Being a parent myself, I know it must have been a very long 3 days for Mary and Joseph. And finally they find Jesus. And they find Jesus in the last place they expect him to be. They find him in the temple. And what's Jesus doing in the temple? The 12-year-old Jesus is talking to the teachers of the temple. He is listening to them and asking them questions. And they, the temple teachers, are impressed with this 12-year-old. They are impressed at his understanding of the Jewish scriptures. They are impressed at his questions. But Mary is relieved after 3 days to find Jesus. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Now, I believe that Mary is expressing a very legitimate concern. They have been looking for Jesus for 3 days. Jesus does not tell them that he's staying behind in the temple to speak to these temple teachers. And I, being a parent myself, I do remember Esther and Luke as they get older in their teens. I tell them that they can make decisions to go wherever they wish to go, including the time after school. But whatever you do, Esther and Luke, please tell us where you are so that we don't get worried, and which most of the time they did. So I'm very grateful for that. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" So when we look at this reply, we wonder if Jesus is a bit rude, isn't he, at this point? He questions his parents' concern for him and says that in the temple, he is in his father's house. Can you imagine how Joseph feels at this point of the conversation? And if we look at this event from a human level, I think our questions about Jesus' response to his parents are legitimate. He does not look respectful to them. However, if we look at this event from a theological level, we can understand Jesus' desire to be in the temple and talking to the teachers. In Luke 1 verse 35, the angel Gabriel tells Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and she will be pregnant with Jesus. And in Matthew 1 verse 20, the angels tells Joseph that Mary is pregnant with child, not because of another human being, but because of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus says that he wishes to be in his father's house, he is indicated that although Mary and Joseph are his human parents, he is the Son of God. He delights to be in God's house and to be with God's people. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart. As Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So as Luke tells his story, he wants us to know that the tension between the 12-year-old Jesus and Mary and Joseph does not indicate how Jesus treats Mary and Joseph as he grows up. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. Yes, in this incident, there is tension between Jesus and Mary and Joseph in the temple. But this does not mean that his identity as the Son of God makes him disobedient to his parents for the rest of his life. Jesus does observe the fifth commandment: honor your father and your mother. So initially, Mary and Joseph experience a nightmare that all parents go through when they cannot find their son for 3 days. What has happened to Jesus? Was he kidnapped? Did some stranger influence him off the traveling party? In the Jewish culture in Jesus' day, they practiced the concept of an extended family. So initially, Mary and Joseph assumed that Jesus is part of this traveling party together with his uncles, aunts, and cousins. And that is why they take it for granted on the first day that Jesus is with the traveling party. Jesus responds when they find him in the temple courts with teachers also makes them disoriented. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Luke reports that Mary and Joseph are disoriented at this conversation. They do not understand what Jesus is saying to them. They are confused. It has been a difficult year for us as a church family. This year, 2018. Like Mary and Joseph, when we started out on our journey this year, we did not expect certain things to happen. We did not expect to lose some friends this year. And like Mary and Joseph at the temple, we become disoriented. And perhaps there is some consolation. In their own ways, Patrick, Murray, and Andy told me that they were certain as to where they were going before they left us. They witnessed to me that they were certain of their faith in Jesus and that they were going to be with Jesus. Last year, around this time, Luke and I went to the opening day screening of, you guessed it, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And what an experience it was for the both of us. You got to remember, it's the keen people who buy tickets for the opening day. So as the movie started, everybody clapped. And then during the end credits, these words appear. In loving memory of our princess, Carrie Fisher. And again, when these words appeared, everyone in the theater clapped again. Carrie Fisher had passed away a year earlier, in December 27th, 2016. So in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Carrie Fisher was asked, "Do you fear death? Do you fear death?" "No," replied Fisher. "I fear dying. Anything with pain associated with it, I don't like. And I've been there for a couple of people when they were dying, and it didn't look like fun." So I think with all that has happened to us this year, is God pushing us to be aware of our own fragility and mortality? And as we look into 2019, can we trust God in terms of our future? This is the only window we have in the Gospels about Jesus' life between his birth and his baptism by John the Baptist. And this is how the narrative ends. "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Mary does not get turned off by Jesus' response at the temple courts. In fact, Luke records that she treasures all these things in her heart. And I believe that she is saying that she not only treasures the incident in the temple when Jesus is 12 years old, she is also treasuring all his growing up years. Jesus, the Son of God, grows up as a human being. He might be the Son of God, but he is every bit a human being like us. I have shared Luke 2:52 with Esther and Luke. I've also shared my thoughts with Luke 2:52 with the scouts on Scouting Sunday in February 2017. And if you came to me for life coaching, I will also share this Luke 2:52 thoughts with you. Here are the areas of life you should be looking at for what I call a well-balanced life. Luke 2:52 presents a summary of the areas of life Jesus grew up in. And Jesus grew in wisdom, the mental area of life, and stature, the physical area of life, and in favor with God, the spiritual area of life, and man, the social area of life. So as Luke gives us a window into Jesus' growing up years, he pictures Jesus as growing up in a well-balanced way. Growing in wisdom, the mental area of life. Growing in stature, the physical area of life. Growing in favor with God, the spiritual area of life. And growing in favor with human beings, the social area of life. So through this account in Luke 2, Jesus shows us how to live life in a balanced way. As Jesus grows up, he is aware of his one mission in life. And in some ways, as we read the story of Jesus in all the four Gospels, we wonder if it was a waste of life. Let me explain. My mother made my brother and me memorize this verse when we were young. Mark 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man, which is Jesus, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. For even Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So I ask this question. Is this a waste of life? Jesus grows in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and people only to die, only to serve and not to be served, only to give his life a ransom for many. Is Jesus' life one wasted life? Did he grow up only to die? Why are you searching for me, he asks. Don't you know I have to be in my Father's house? The Greek that is translated as house, in my Father's house, can also be translated as household, household. So it can read as this. Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's household? In other words, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's household and with my Father's people? Jesus is saying here that the temple is more than the building itself. It is the people. The church is not the steeple, but the people. Mom and Dad, here in this temple, God my Father dwells. There are many people here in Jerusalem for the Passover festival. I am the Son of God who dwells here among his people. Don't you know I need to be with my people? The story of Christmas is the story of how the Lord of eternity comes down to earth to dwell with his people. Space and time limited people. God's temple comes down to earth to be with his people. Through Jesus, the eternal God dwells with his people. In the temple, Jesus is not lost. In the temple, Jesus is found. In the temple, Jesus is found by his people. In the temple, Jesus is found by his people, Mary, Joseph, his extended family, the temple teachers, Israel, the church family, you and me. When we think of Patrick, Murray, and Andy, we are certain of one thing. They are no longer with us. They have passed into eternity. They have moved from a time and space limited world into eternity. The story of Christmas is a reverse story. It is a story of how the Lord of eternity becomes a human being. He who is not time bound becomes time bound. He who is not space bound becomes space bound. So why does the Son of God do this? For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. C.S. Lewis made this statement, which summarizes the mission of Jesus. The Son of God became a man to enable men to become the sons of God. The Son of God becomes a human being so that we as human beings can become the children of God. As we reach the end of this year, we realize that we are fragile and mortal human beings. We are time and space bound creatures. Yet, in the Christmas story, the Lord of eternity becomes a human being. And so, when we as human beings put our trust in this Son of God, when we as human beings put our faith in the Son of God, we get a glimpse of this eternity. When we give our lives over to Jesus, he gives his life over to us. So those who have gone before us witness to this reality. The Lord of eternity has come to be with us so that when we die, we spend eternity with him. And so as we now reach this threshold, and as we time-bound creatures move from 2018 into 2019, remember that we have the Lord of eternity with us. And in the scheme of the Lord of this eternity, 2018 and 2019 is not important because he is the Lord of eternity. And we, as we go forth into 2019, can put our trust in this Lord of eternity, that he has our best interests in his heart. And it is a miracle that the Lord of eternity will come down and become the Son of God to have this relationship with us. May we all look towards 2019 with the Lord of eternity. So Lord, we now just reflect over what has just occurred. We are moving from 2018 into 2019. And Lord, as we do this, we now give our hearts over to you. And we pray that you will prepare us to face 2019. And we will remember that the Lord who comes from beyond time and space has come to be with us and guide us into 2019. We ask this in Jesus' name, and the people said, Amen.